Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Ree, and let's be real time. It feels like it's constantly slipping through our fingers, right? Ever feel like you're chasing your tail just trying to keep up? It's enough to make anyone want to scream into the void. But what if I told you there was a way to not only manage your time better, but actually start feeling in control of your day? Sounds pretty good, huh? That's exactly what we're diving into today, mastering the art of effective time management. It's not about being a robot or fitting every minute into a predetermined schedule. It's about creating space for what truly matters and ditching the overwhelm that comes with feeling like you're drowning into DOS. So, how do we get there? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will have you saying goodbye to time stress and hello to a more balanced, productive life. First things first, ditch the idea that multitasking is your superpower. Let's be honest, it rarely works. Our brains aren't wired for it, and switching between tasks constantly actually slows us down. Think of it like trying to juggle chainsaws. You might look impressive at first, but chances are, something's gonna get dropped and probably hurt. Number 2, prioritize like a boss. Ever heard the saying, work smarter, not harder? It's true. Figure out your most important tasks, the ones that truly move the needle, and tackle those first. Don't let smaller, less impactful things eat up your precious time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't start cleaning your house by washing dishes when there are bigger messes to deal with, right? Number 3, embrace the power of planning. I know, some people hate schedules and planners. But trust me on this one, a little bit of pre-planning can go a long way in keeping you focused and organized. Even just blocking out chunks of time for specific tasks can help create a sense of structure and direction. You know that feeling when you're wandering aimlessly through the day with no clear destination? Yeah, let's avoid that. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. This is huge. Don't be afraid to set boundaries and protect your time. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or goals. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout. And who wants that? You're not responsible for solving everyone's problems, so prioritize yourself and what matters most. Finally, take breaks. Seriously, this one is non-negotiable. Step away from your desk, go for a walk, grab a coffee, listen to some music, anything that helps you recharge and clear your head. When you come back to your work, you'll be feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run forever without refueling, right? You need breaks to keep your mind and body running smoothly. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a super important project, the kind that has a tight deadline and feels like it's consuming your entire life. You're juggling emails, meetings, and phone calls all while trying to make progress. Suddenly, your coworker asks you to proofread their report, which seems pretty urgent. What do you do? You could say yes, of course, because you're a team player and want to help. But then again, that means sacrificing precious time from your own project, potentially pushing back the deadline and adding more stress to an already stressful situation. That's where our time management magic comes in. Remember number 3. Prioritize. Focus on completing your crucial project first. Politely explain to your coworker that you're swamped with a high priority task but can definitely help them later, maybe after lunch or tomorrow morning. You could even offer some suggestions for how they can proofread their report themselves in the meantime. See? It's about setting boundaries and communicating effectively while still being a supportive teammate. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to conquer your time and reclaim control of your day. Remember, effective time management isn't just about ticking off boxes, it's about prioritizing what matters most, working smarter, not harder, and taking breaks when you need them. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest time management struggles? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges with more resilience and clarity. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.